All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, saw you after the game last week, but 11 straight AFC East titles for your game, or excuse me, for your football team. And I want to go back to after the game. You talked about how big the week was. It's like a playoff game, the way the Buffalo game went, how practice went this week, and how you guys treated practice this week as a playoff game. But pretty proud of your football team accomplishing another great feat.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you know, our players really played hard, played for 60 minutes last week against against Buffalo. It was obviously a very competitive game, came down really to the last play with Allen throwing in the end zone, and us getting some pressure on the quarterback, Jamie getting pressure on the quarterback, and JC breaking it up. So, you know, that's about the way you expect it in this division, certainly against, you know, it's against a team like the Bills. So, you know, proud of our team, proud of the way they competed, and, you know, now we got to, you know, move on and play well today against the Dolphins.
Looking at your offensive line, now all year long you've been juggling a lot of parts, whether through injury, whether going back to Houston week when a lot of guys were ill, but getting guys like Isaiah back, Teddy in the middle, from a continuity perspective, looked like that was about as good as it could get for you guys up front running the football and how hard the two backs ran and Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's always good to have everybody out there, and you know, we had good competitive play from everybody, the tight ends, you know, the backs, you know, Landon Summit fullback, and of course the offensive line. So, yeah, as much as we can keep those guys playing together, that's always a good thing. But, you know, the most important thing is to go out there and play competitive and play hard and play well. And, you know, that's what we'll need to do today.
I feel like your tight ends are giving you everything they can. You know, when they're called in the passing game, plays are there to be made and they're making them. That's going to make you guys feel good as the play action game gets going with the running game.
Well, we got good contributions last week from everybody. And, you know, we kind of got a balanced game from Buffalo, and that gave guys opportunities. Sometimes teams, you know, try to take one thing or one guy away, and, you know, it kind of dictates something else. So we'll just have to, you know, see how it goes. But it worked out that well last week.
You look at Miami, you know, you're very familiar with their staff as they are with you guys, but a lot of change in their roster. You played against Fitzpatrick. He's a guy that could get hot, could get streaky at times, also could get cold. How dangerous is he? And you look at the last month, how they've been, you know, scoring 29 points a game.
Yeah, well, he's played very well for him, and, you know, he does a good job getting the ball out quickly and also escaping pressure. He's scrambled a lot. He's already got a tackle. He's like a running back. He's not looking to slide out there. He tries to advance the ball aggressively. So they've gotten big plays out of Gesicki and Parker and Wilson. And as you said, last, you know, last month they're averaging 29 points a game, 1-3 the last six, and, you know, played well on defense, played well in the kicking game, and moved the ball and scored points on offense. So, you know, we're gonna have to play well in all three phases of the game today.
Wilson really helps him getting healthy, right? You know, Albert Wilson, I've talked to you about him before and how dangerous he can be. You know, Parker, the home run hitter. How good is this a challenge, as you mentioned, Gesicki, you know, with some of the, maybe some struggles against tight ends in the past, and, you know, how this type of game can help as you guys get ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, well, they use all those players. They do a good job with the receivers, the tight ends, and you know, Fitzpatrick's a very experienced guy. Can move the ball around, and he's a scrambler himself. So we've got to, you know, account for him as well as the receiver. So it'll be a big challenge for us today. They haven't scored a lot of points by accident. They've done a good job moving the ball, converting in the red area, converting on third down, and taking advantage of big play opportunities when they're there.
Something jumped out to me, your respect for Joe Mixon and how good a back he is, how they played defensively against him. You go up and down their roster defensively, not in a lot of names, especially Patriots fans may recognize, but they're playing hard, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they have a very physical front, and, you know, they do a good job of loading the box, putting an extra guy up there. So the running game's a little bit of a challenge because it's just numbers. You know, they've done a good job from a coverage standpoint. They play a lot of man-to-man coverage, and they do a good job getting up there and, you know, challenging the receivers. And the quarterback doesn't have a lot of time, so, you know, we've got to, you know, get open and convert on those plays.
Christmas week was this week. Kids get your Roger Staubach jersey, maybe Joe Bellino or anything?
You know, I've got some of those, but, you know, it's always great to spend time with the family and, sure, and enjoy the holidays. But, you know, it's back to work now, and, you know, this is the biggest game of the season for us. So, you know, we'll have to be ready to go today.
All right, Coach, good luck today. Final regular season game against the Miami Dolphins, and then who knows what happens after that. But we've been here before. Good luck today. Stay healthy.
All right, appreciate it, though. Thank you.
All right, let's throw back up the Beetle at Howl at the Moon.